Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to tell you that I have Peter Talman with me once again. For those of you who aren't familiar with Peter, he is the president and CEO, and he's the director of Klondike Gold Corp. He's a very experienced exploration geologist. He's had a great deal of success, having made three discoveries, one in gold, and one in antimony, and one in zinc, I believe. But right now, he's extremely focused on Klondike Gold's huge 55-kilometer-long land package that hosts the lode source of millions of ounces of placer gold that's been mined in the great placer gold rush in the Yukon and starting in the late 1800s. And in the past, some people have speculated that most of the hard rock hosted gold had been eroded away into the surrounding streams and creeks. And so until Peter Talman and his team at Klondike came on the scene, there had never been a serious, systematic, scientific approach to exploring and developing what is now understood to be a very deep orogenic deposit that may perhaps host as, I'm just speculating here, may perhaps host as many millions of ounces yet still in the ground as has been mined. Only God knows, and Peter Talman and his team are going to try to find out as much of that as they can. In addition to covering this story in my newsletter, Klondike Gold, this is personally one of my top holdings among junior mining companies, and so I'm really pleased to have Peter with me. Thanks for joining me again, Peter.
It's always a pleasure, Jay.
And it is a pleasure, and I know that you've been working very hard for now for 3 years, I believe it is, three-plus years on this project?
Yeah, four.
Four, actually?
Time flies.
Time flies, but you've made a great deal of progress. I should start before we get into the discussion. Klondike Gold trades in Toronto under the symbol KG. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol KDKGF. I have 107.9 million, call it 108 million shares outstanding. Correct me if I'm wrong about that, Peter. I think you may be doing a private placement that might take it up a bit, but that's the latest number I have. That would give it a market cap of about $23 million in U.S. money. Does that sound about right?
That's right, yep. And if we add any more, it won't be
It won't be too bad. And especially, I think, if the optimist side of me is right in what I'm thinking, that you will discover up there, but only time will tell, of course. And I know that you do a very good, honest, hard work and endeavor to not to overstate things. I've seen you operate in you are a scientist first and foremost, and not an empty-headed promotional fellow. So that I appreciate about you, Peter. A couple of years ago, as you began exploring the Klondike project, you discovered that there is some disseminated gold outside of the distinct high-grade vein structures. From a project perspective, of course, that certainly seemed like good news to those of us who follow this industry, because if you only have narrow high-grade veins, sometimes they're not as economic as if you have some values outside of those veins. However, in a dull gold market like we've been in, important as dissemination might be to project economics, it doesn't really seem to get the market very excited. Now I understand that you believe that you may have been able to pinpoint the control factors that may allow you to target the structures that host high-grade gold. Can you talk about that a bit?
Well, and it's only taken 4 years. yes. I mean, when we first started, just to recap, there was the prevailing theory was all the gold was eroded and there was none left in the bedrock, and the 20 million ounces of gold sitting on the ground that the placer miners were collecting was all that was there. And when we took a different view at the beginning and tried, the Klondike is known for high-grade nuggets and veins, and nobody had been able to find any of them in the bedrock ever. And so we went, maybe we should look for something different, and we got on to this disseminated gold idea, so broad widths of low-grade, relatively, call it a gram, and that's what our number one zone, the Lone Star zone, is a gram over 100 meters. That's a drill hole that's wide open. We have a kilometer of that, and that's really easy to generate and document ounces. So we've been doing a resource, building a resource there for the last couple of years. And we did other exploration, and particularly it's the science that you were referring to over the last 2 years, but in particular last year's work showed that there's a different fault system, a younger orogenic event, or a younger fault event that seems to be the event that actually introduced the gold into the Klondike in the first place, and absolutely nobody has ever seen or even contemplated that previously, and that seems to be the control of it. And we also noticed over the work that we did this winter that we have encountered high-grade veins around the property, and they're always adjacent or on one of these new faults. And so, and particularly where they intersect the old faults that we identified 3 or 4 years ago. And so we've done a lot of modeling, a lot of structural modeling, and gone back and re-looked at our data and recognized the idea that, geez, we have a bunch of high-grade veins sitting at or near surface within within the envelope that we have been exploring, both at Lone Star, Nugget, and the El Dorado Fault. Mm-hmm. And so we think we have an opportunity to go and hit high-grade veins. Mm-hmm. And I guess another leg on that is that we've looked at both the Kaminak, the coffee deposit that Kaminak has, which has, it's a lot of it is very similar to our geology and mineralization. And we've also been looking at Pogo over the winter. And Pogo is in Alaska, just over the Yukon border. And that's an 8 million ounce mine. It's been operating for the last 15 years or so. And that's operating developed on a high grade vein that runs about half an ounce. And, you know, they've mined 3 or 4 million ounces out of that to date, and they have another 3 or 4 million left to go. And that, the controls to Pogo are exactly what we see in our structural modeling and all the other work that we've compiled. And so we think we actually hit the high-grade veins are Pogo-like. And so that rationale has led us to go, you know what, we should go drill these now. And another thing, we've had this from you and many other investors who have said, hey, look, you know, all that low grade is boring. You know, you just keep hitting it and it's the same. You've been drilling it for a couple of years now. Where's the flashy stuff?
Yeah.
And so this year, for you investors, we actually think we have a handle on the flashy stuff, and we're going to go try to drill that.
Well, that's really exciting. I know you've talked about a $2 million exploration program, so I guess most of it will be focused on, as you call it, the flashy stuff. Will you be doing some more exploration, though, to try to build that resource and come up with a 43-101 sometime, or will that be delayed now that you've, especially if you start hitting a bunch of this flashy stuff?
All of the work I do is designed to get us to a resource estimate. And so, I mean, the first six holes we're going to drill are on Gay Gulch, as an example. Gay Gulch, we drilled six holes in the first holes I ever drilled in the property. All six hit visible gold, and one hole hit one of these super high-grade veins. It was 420 grams over half a meter and or 76 grams over 3 meters. So we're going to try to extend that by drilling in a way that would be useful in a resource estimate. And then we're going to go to Nugget, and we have about 40 holes. So the Nugget Fault that you're familiar with, where we've identified disseminated gold previously, we also have high-grade hits in that, and we're going to basically infill along the Nugget Fault mineralization, but target specifically the high-grade sections of it. So again, it's building a resource, even though it's not in the news headline that we're doing that.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is find high grade near surface, because all these holes, all this mineralization is sitting within 50 meters of surface anyway, and see where it goes from there. So it's two objectives, really, and appreciate this: the disseminated and the high grade are part of the same. So the disseminated broad widths, low grade, and then these narrow super high grade intersections are part of the same. They're a continuum.
Oh, that's important.
And they in places they overlap, and that's also where we're going to go drill. So I'm super excited about this year, and I think our investors will be finally, because everyone has always wanted to go and drill the high-grade stuff, and now I think we have an opportunity to hit a bunch of holes, and yeah, anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, well, now that you've... think that you've narrowed down the control features. Some of these high-grade numbers are just mind-boggling, really, and this is really what you need in this kind of a dull market to get people excited about the stock. But you refer to a 419, almost 420 grams per ton over a half a meter. I'm looking at another one, 336 over about a quarter of a meter. I mean, they're not very wide, but they're really juicy, so if you could include some disseminated gold in and around those veins, that would be could be really exciting. So that's your focus primarily. When will you start drilling, Peter, and how soon might investors start to see some of these drill results come into the public domain?
Well, I was originally scheduled to come on next week, as you know, and I figured with you, and I figured by then we would be drilling. Anyway, we've just started. So the timeline is... and we have two drills on the property. The first one has just started, and really the May 24th Canadian holiday long weekend interfered with the drillers. They didn't want to come to work and waste a perfectly good long weekend. So the first crew is on now. Second crew will arrive next week. Both drills will be turning, and we should have assays by late July. But it might be earlier. We'll see how the labs are, and substantively all of our assays from the first 60 holes we should have them by the end of August, and all of those basically at least 80% of the 60 holes that we have planned are targeting directly high grade veins within the low grade system.
Wonderful. Well, Peter, I really look forward to following this story. And if you want to feed me some information, even though you're not on the show next week, if you have anything to tell us, send it along to me, and I'll make sure that my listeners hear about it in the opening segment of my show next week. So,
Can I make the point of visible gold? All the gold here is visible gold, but reporting it doesn't really help. That doesn't mean there's necessarily lots of gold there. It just means
that's right
in the system. So.
Absolutely. Well, we will always make that make sure that caveat is clear to people so that they understand that just because you see a speck of gold doesn't mean you have anything like an economic deposit. So, Peter, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add before we conclude today's discussion?
No, it's going to be an exciting season. I'm really looking forward to it, and I look forward to coming back on later and telling everybody how well we did this summer.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that, too. I have a vested interest in that. So thanks so much for being with us, Peter, and we'll look
Thank
to do
you.
It again soon.